Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Well, hello and welcome back to Spark Radio. I am your host, Ms. Melanie. And as always, it is my pleasure to spend some time with you. Thank you so much for investing the valuable minutes of your life to be here. We have a brand new studio here at Blog Talk Radio. I'm excited to use it, learn more about it, and probably trigger some laughter as I learn, because, well, that's just the nature of learning new things. If you are a regular listener, you know that last week I was fortunate enough to talk with Frank Cross. Wow, that was powerful. And I'm excited. We're finalizing the date to have Frank come back in July. We talked last time about applications, brain-inspired applications for bullying, as well as strategies for the teenage brain, but we ran out of time to really talk very much about gender differences in the brain, and so Frank's agreed to come back in July, and I will share with you and put the show notes out as soon as I have got a date. Hope that you have found some value and took action on something you heard last week, whether it's checking out the Upside Down organization, which is Frank's company, and looked at some of the different seminars and sessions that they offer, or just learning some more about your brain. That's why we're here at Spark, to help you to have your best brain at work, at school, or at home, and to help you create your best life. This week, our focus is on brain boosters, and, well, for those of you who normally download our podcast right after Wednesday night, you'll notice, oh, it wasn't Wednesday. No, it moved to Friday, and then it moved to Sunday. Well, I got to practice laughter in my brain this past week. So tonight we're going to focus on some research and applications on the impact of laughter on our brains. You know, and some of us just take things way too seriously. And we can take our work seriously. We can take our product and performance seriously without taking ourselves so seriously. I'd like to share with you, too, the website link, www.brainleadersandlearners.com, because the June 3rd blog that Dr. Ellen Weber posted on that site, it's called The Brain on Laughter, and that's what inspired this show. And in that blog, we'll be talking about highlights there. And then she also has links to additional resources about laughter, and not only the brain, but your physical health, your emotional health, as well as your mental health. So we'll be exploring some of those tonight as a bonus for you as well. And so in the show notes, it talked to ask the question, yes, how often do you laugh? Really? And for most adults, unfortunately, it's not very often. We get so involved in the busyness of the day and the busyness of our lives that we forget. And, you know, a lot of television, well, let's go back into, say, 60s, 70s, maybe even some of the 80s. Television shows were comedies, classic westerns, lots of opportunity to laugh. Now, a lot of what's on television, reality TV, and serious crime dramas, less opportunity to laugh in the form of our entertainment. And those 30-minute sitcoms, while they weren't very realistic, sure provided a lot of laughter in our lives. And if you think about it, young children laugh a lot. And they don't have to be reminded to laugh every day. They do. That's just a natural state of enjoyment that they're in. Humor therapy is appearing in hospitals because studies show that laughing can raise levels of infection-fighting T cells and disease-fighting proteins called gamma interferon and B cells, which produce antibodies and help people heal. So, and there are also laughing clubs. India has laughing clubs. And the United States is starting to get on board with laughing as well. Yoga laughing is also out there. The means of healing the mind, the body, and the spirit. There's a piece of research that's shown that children laugh about 400 times a day as compared to adults who laugh. What would you guess? Some people I've heard say, oh, we laugh 100 times a day. Really? That's great. Some people say, well, you know, maybe 5 times a day. And the average for adults is 17 times a day. Really? Much less than 10%, 5%. Less than that. For kids. And so we're missing out on all of the benefits of laughter. So because I have a passion for the brain as a certified brain-based trainer, and I enjoy translating brain research so that others can take it and use it and have their best brain, let's start with then what laughter does for the brain. Well, first of all, if you haven't laughed today, you need to find some time to laugh. And if that means making an appointment to do it, put it on your calendar, so be it. We'll talk about how to trigger laughter in a little bit. So, it helps people think more clearly, laughter. Gain aha moments for innovation. Oh, my gosh, yeah. Lighthearted attitude, the chemical shift in your brain that happens when you are laughing, when you have good humor, there, those moments of inspiration, creativity, and innovation increase because the brain increases activity in a part of our brains called the anterior cingulated cortex. Which prepares for problem solving. So when we're in a situation and we need a solution, stressing and worrying about it will do very little to get a solution. If we can find the humor and laugh at the situation or ourselves, we're closer to that innovative solution to the problem. So, how does laughter do that? Well, it helps people be able to shift from one activity to something creative. I mean, one of the things about America's Funniest Home Videos, for those of you in the States who see that, is that people get to laugh. And granted, people are often looks like they're getting hurt. And so some of the laughter is from being uncomfortable to the ouch. We need to solve problems at work. How many of you laugh at work? How many of you play at work like they do in the Fish Philosophy at Pike Place Fish in Washington State in Seattle? One of the key principles to their success is play. They take their work seriously and they take themselves lightheartedly. And they have fun because dealing with the hard work of getting the fish in the morning and preparing the fish, not naturally a fun process. However, they add humor to the process at work, and they include the customers in the humor as well. What are you laughing at work? Or are you working someplace where if there's laughter, the administration thinks you're not working? When you laugh at yourself, it's even better. You don't need anybody else around. And then you're preparing your brain for creativity and innovation. There's a link in Dr. Ellen Weber's post at brainleadersandlearners.com, and it's titled The Brain on Laughter. But she has a link to Ben Hugh, who gets 170 million visits to his online site daily because it gives 5 minutes of laughter a day. People enjoy humor in speakers. Those of us who do speaking include humor. Humor gets you ready to learn because that chemical mix that's in your brain is the same when you're having a ha-ha-ha moment as when you're having an aha moment. So if you have laughter in your learning prior to new information, it primes the brain to learn. The chemistry is already set up. Now, what is it that brings laughter into your life? If you're sitting there thinking about that, we're going to come back and revisit. What do you do to bring laughter into your life? Okay. So, from Dr. Ellen Weber's article, brain-powered benefits of laughter include they release endorphins. Endorphins are the chemicals often that are produced with runners, distance runners. It's often what causes, referred, I'll finish the sentence. Have a little laugh with me. The runner's high that you may have heard about is caused by the release of these endorphins in the brain. They're chemicals that reduce pain and basically help you feel good. Humor and laughter improve your health, stimulate the immune system, as I mentioned at the top of the show, and get the mind and body communication exchanges going in a more positive direction. Laughter also increases your relaxation. Oh, my gosh. See, when we're stressed, we forget to breathe. We hold our breath, and we'll find ourselves going all of a sudden when we're stressed. Well, if you laugh in those situations, it increases oxygen to the brain, which means that you can actually metabolize glucose better, which increases the energy to the brain cells. There's better air exchange than that energy for either deeper thought and problem solving or for learning. Laughter. Relax. Humor also benefits the brain, again, by shifting the chemistry to reduce the stress, to improve positive emotions, and to contribute to that sense of well-being. So, how can you get that humor into your life? How do you trigger it? Well, before we talk more about laughter and other parts of the body, and other parts of our lives, let's take a look or explore a situation that happened to me last week, and I have the opportunity to put into practice what I'm sharing with you right now. My husband was on a job site, and they were involved in paving, and he called me to say that due to circumstances, he would have to work till 9 p.m., and I would need to get our son from daycare. Now, I work an hour from where my son is at daycare, and I thought he said pick him up by 5:30. I thought, okay. So I left work early in order to make that, and I had about 40 miles of my 60-mile drive left when the engine light on my dashboard began to flop. well, you need to keep driving because you've got to get Alex by 5. And I said, 5? I thought you said 5:30. And it was 4:59. I said, and he said, by the way, my cell battery's nearly empty. I said, great. I'll let you know what happens. So I called our daycare provider and explained the situation to her. And she, on Wednesday evenings, clowns at a local restaurant. And she was willing to take my son with her. And I said, great. So as I'm driving along, I begin to feel a little pull in the engine. And I looked up and I said, seriously? With a big smile on my face. And then focused on making it to the next town, which is about 15 miles away at that point. And I thought, if I can make it to the next town, I can park in the parking lot of the credit union branch that is there. And so my focus for that next section in between trying to think of, okay, who am I going to call? How are we going to make this work? Was, we can make it. We can make it to this town and we can get parked safely in the parking lot. And as I was driving along, I began to feel just a little sluggishness periodically, a little slowing in the engine where we were losing acceleration just a little bit. And I flashed back to the time a couple of years ago when there was a big clunk in my car. And my husband said, well, you should be okay to drive it to work. So I drove the 40 more miles on to work, and I made it 40 miles back, and then that was it. And I need a new clutch and a new transmission. So while that's running through my thoughts, I'm thinking I can still make it to the town, and I'm going to park it because I want to make sure that I'm not a mechanic and that I'm not damaging the vehicle any further. And so I parked and then was trying to figure out the best combination of people or who could help. So my family was in the area. We're all working or couldn't reach them. Reached a friend who was about 45 miles away who said, sure, I'll help you. He left immediately. So then I was thinking of who else I might be able to reach. And I thought, we really should have a plan for this. And I laughed. I thought, well, this is a good way to create one for next time. So it's all about TNT, the next time. What are we going to do better, right? And so as my friend is on his way, I'm thinking if I can find somebody else closer who can get there. Thought of another friend. And she said, sure, I'd be happy to help you. I'll get off in 15 minutes. It'll take me 15 minutes to get there. And by then, my friend Tim would have been there. So I thanked her profusely and said, it's great to know in the future that you can help. And she said, absolutely. So as now I've got at least somebody on the way figuring out what I'm going to do for a vehicle for the rest of the week, and it begins to rain and pour. And I'm very happy that my vehicle is waterproof because it was a very heavy rain. And so I had to use my smartphone to try to reschedule my radio show. Now, there's something about the screens and finding the icons and that took a lot. It was challenging. I at least got it moved. Couldn't get the topic in, but got it moved. So at this point then, I hear that, yes, Tim has my son. Talked to my daycare provider. They're on their way. And Tim is not from the area. He's from Missouri. And I don't have an address to give him for a GPS. So I'm talking to my 9-year-old, almost 10, and I'm giving him directions. And when we're stressed, it's hard to think straight, even when we're laughing. And so I was trying to help him get the directions, and there are two Culvers, that restaurant and the lawn and garden shop, and oh, goodness. And then finally I went, wait, you know how to get to daycare from where you are? And he said, yeah. I said, well, then take Tim that way. Instead of turning in that town, Springville, just go straight. He said, okay. And then he added, Mom, there may be a slight delay of about 40 minutes. I said, why? He said, and I heard from the background, Tim said, I just blew a tire. I looked up and I said, seriously? It's like you can imagine being on a reality TV show at that point going, okay, or candid camera or, you know, something where a show where people are filming you on hidden camera. And so I then went back to thinking, okay, good news. He had a spare tire. It was full of air. Both of them were safe because it was a back tire, so it didn't cause a lot of problems with the driving. And so I had some time then to think some more about who I could borrow a vehicle from and that type of thing. And so I was able to get a hold of my mother-in-law. My mother doesn't drive, doesn't own a car anymore. And so luckily my mother-in-law was on the way home for Tim because from picking up my son, it was another about 35 minutes to get to me, and then another 45 for me back home. And so we had a nice chat, and my son had asked me to get popcorn for rescuing the princess, which I didn't quite get at first. And so we got some popcorn and got the vehicle and ran a couple errands for my mother-in-law and got home after 9 p.m. So as I'm sharing this story at work the next day with some coworkers, and I finished up, and one of them just looked at me with a straight face and said, I don't know how you can laugh about that. I would have been cursing and frustrated and angry. And that is one option. That is one choice that we could take to approach it. And for many of us, often that's our first initial emotional chemical reaction. And the challenge that we face is, how long are we going to stay there? And laughter helps us shift pretty quickly. Because in a situation where it's out of our control, when machines are breaking, when deadlines aren't met, whatever the situation might be, we have a choice. We have a choice to say, okay, these are things I can control. These are things out of my control. And my other favorite line when I'm facilitating, coaching, speaking is, you've often heard people say, you know what, 5 years from now, we'll probably look back and laugh at this. Excuse me, my response is, why wait? Laugh now. It gives you a boost to your brain in problem solving, creativity, innovation, and your general health. It does take practice. Sometimes it takes having a child in the vehicle to lighten it up. When I was talking to Tim, when he got there, I asked him if he had laughed when he blew the tire. He said, actually, I would have probably cursed the blue streak, a string of profanity, had your son not been in the car with me. He said, but because he was in the car, I stayed in control. And my son's thing is, if he hears mom or dad say, damn, then it costs us a dollar. That's the one word we slip on. And I told him, I said, well, you know, if you would have let it go, he just would have counted them all up, and then at the end said, you owe me $15, or however many words you let go. I said, because I'm very grateful for your help, and I'm very grateful that you're both safe, and that it didn't rain on you like it had rained on me when he was changing the tire. And that he was available and willing to help. And I said, so, you know, yeah, cursing and being angry is one emotional reaction, and we pay a price for that stress physically and in our brain. And so it is possible to choose. And I was talking with my Saving Superwoman colleague, Lynette Patterson, after our show on Saturday, which had strategies for how to change your state, how to shift gears. And after the show, we were talking about what we do to trigger that laughter to change our state, because our show is only 30 minutes, and, well, we didn't have time. And what she shared with me, we were talking about when you smile, the facial nerves send a message to your brain that says you're happy. And your brain goes, oh, happy, and begins to produce a state of happiness. Now, so it's really true when they say fake it till you make it when it comes to smiling. And what Lynette shared with me is, for people who say, well, I can't smile when I'm stressed and upset, she had a wonderful idea. Grab a pen or a pencil. Put it between your teeth, all the way to the back teeth, which will force you into a very big smile. Now, is it fake? Yes. Does it matter? No. The physical shape of the smile is what helps to trigger the state of change. Now, to those of you saying, well, I can't do it. I can't, you what? Guess what? You can, and I'll give you a strategy. Put the pencil in your teeth. Another way to trigger laughter is to have a story, a memory in your back pocket that you can pull out in those moments where you're just going, oh, seriously? Which I say with a smile on my face and a look to the clouds, seriously? So that's a word that could work. Here's a story that always brings laughter. And it may inspire you to remember a story or a situation that you can use. When my son was about, I don't know, maybe 2.5 or so, one of the things that he enjoyed doing was calling our cat. Our cat goes inside and outside. And so he would go to the door, here, kitty, kitty. Here, kitty, kitty. Now, that's important to the story because on this particular spring morning, it was beautiful outside. And we were going up the stairs. We have a split foyer entry. Going up to the kitchen to make breakfast. And I said, Alex, would you open the door to let some cool air in? So I go onto the kitchen and I hear, here, cool air. Here, cool air. And I'm chuckling in the kitchen. And he walks in with a very straight, serious face. Mommy, cool air is not here. And whenever I remember the story, I laugh because he was so adorable. And I use that story when I'm talking about context with language and people having the same experience with language, whether it's parenting children or even with coworkers who may not have the same context with words that you have. So what story do you have? What memory do you have that you can pull out of your pocket, so to speak, in that moment of tension that will cause you to chuckle? That will cause you to laugh. You could have more than one, whatever it takes. Have you ever worn two different color shoes to work? I have on a day when I was going to be in front of employees facilitating sessions back-to-back all day long, and I was at the manager's meeting before we started the day, and one of the managers asked, so excuse me, Melanie, I just want to be curious. Are you trying to make a fashion statement? I said, why is that? She said, because you're wearing two different color shoes. And I looked down, and sure enough, I had on one navy and one black. And I don't know about you, but when I find shoes that fit well, I'll buy them in several colors. And this happened to be winter. It was dark here in the morning, and I was on my way out the door, and I have several pairs of shoes by the door. And I had the baby in one arm, the diaper bag, the briefcase. I didn't turn on a light, just slipped on a pair of shoes. Well, TNT, the next time I had put the light on to check my shoes, and I've caught myself a couple other times. But my response to her was, as I looked at my mismatched shoes, well, one of the things we'll talk about today is observation. And so this is a test to see how long it takes people to observe the difference in the color of my shoes. She smiled. And there was a long second and a half pause, and the response was, no, I'm not buying it. And I laughed. I said, no, it just happened. And so then I had moments of panic. Oh, my gosh, I'm going to be in front of these people all day long. I'm going to be talking to maybe 100 people, and they're going to be focused on the colors of my shoes, and I don't have time to go change my shoes. You ever have that happen in your brain? And so I had a few minutes of that, followed by, okay, now I've just gone through what I can't control. The sessions are great. The content is good. People are going to have wonderful experiences and takeaways. Let's deal with the elephant in the room because, as you know, by the time people got into the sessions, word had spread about, hey, that lady who's doing the training today, check out her shoes. And so as the okay man, I said, well, in case you hadn't heard about it, and for those of you who have, yes, indeed, I am wearing two different shoes. And one of the strategies we'll talk about today is TNT, focusing on the next time. So, I know the next time I'll put the light on in the morning. The other key idea I'll share with you is, if you're going to laugh about it 5 years from now, laugh about it today. So, we went on and had great sessions. The time I spent worrying and stuck around all the things I could not do didn't help me. When I shifted, laughed, and said, okay, how can I make this work in my favor? I really laughed because, okay, it's funny. So find some things that you can laugh at so you can have those moments of insight or creativity, because they are serendipitous. They will flow when you allow your brain to be in that state, the physical, chemical state created when we laugh, when we use humor. And it's contagious. So, better than medicine. It's free, it's fun, you can use it anytime. Even if you're just chuckling to yourself, you can have a real belly laugh in your head, or in the bathroom, at work, or in your car, on the drive to work, or as you're changing your state on the way home, so that you have your take your best brain home to your family after work. You can ease anxiety and fear with laughter, improve your mood, keep you emotionally healthy, helps you to be positive, have an optimistic outlook. And research shows that people who are optimistic have more blood flow in the left prefrontal cortex, which is the area for problem solving. How do you get to more optimistic? Laugh. Helps you see another perspective. So maybe you could watch that YouTube video of laughing babies, laughing kids. Laughter's contagious. As I said, find somebody to laugh with. Have a laughing buddy. And put that pencil between your teeth and smile. You know, try it. Try to be sad or angry or nervous or upset when you're laughing or smiling. The states are incompatible. So try that. So, counting your blessings helps you smile. The good things in your life. Because that moves you away from the problems, which when we're facing those, we often think we can't laugh. We forgot to laugh. And when you hear other people laughing, think about joining in. And if you ask what's funny, they'll often tell you. Because they get to laugh again when they tell you. What kind of people do you surround yourself with? You are surrounded by people who are fun, playful, who enjoy laughter, whether it's at themselves or just the weirdness of life. Can you find humor in the things that happen every day? And maybe it's just ask, what's the funniest thing that's happened to you today, this week? And one of the things I love about being a parent is that I get a lot of laughs from my son. He gives me lots of laughs. And he has this amazing laugh that we heard a lot more when he was younger, less now that he's nine. But even now, if he gets laughing, we all three laugh, my husband, my son, and I. And it is very, very energizing, relaxing. And it really helps us to regain perspective, because sometimes the little things really are just little things. And we react because of all of the busyness and stresses from other things in our life. We react like they're major things. Truly? Are they major? Can we make them fun or funny? You know, how do you take yourself less seriously? Well, laugh at yourself. Those embarrassing moments that I shared with you about the two different color shoes. Or a funny story that either happened to you or someone in your life. when something goes wrong, choose to look at the humor, the laughter, rather than the complaint. What if you create some reminders to lighten up? Some people keep a toy on their desk, have a funny poster in the drawer of their office, have a screensaver that makes them laugh, pictures of having fun. These tips are from an article. There's a link that is in Dr. Weber's blog. But if you want to go directly to this article called Laughter is the Best Medicine, The Health Benefits of Humor, it is at www.healthguide.org/life/humor_laughter_health.htm. Or just click the link on Laughter is the Elixir in the blog. We have about 8 minutes left. If you're listening live and you have a funny story or a trigger or a strategy to help you laugh or to shift your perspective to one that's positive or smiling using good humor, give us a call at 347-215-8390. We'd love to hear from you. Or type it in the chat room. That'd be great. And I do appreciate all of you who listen regularly, whether by live, joining me live, or with the weekly downloads. If you have questions in between, you're welcome to email me at brainbonanza@gmail.com, B-R-A-I-N-B-O-N-A-N-Z-A, brainbonanza@gmail.com. Yay. So another couple things to share. Yeah, find kids in your life. They laugh. Oh, my gosh. And we sometimes wonder, like, why are you laughing? It's natural for them. So some questions you can ask yourself when you're facing those challenges, like my engine light, need to pick up my son, et cetera, et cetera. Is it really worth getting upset over? Is it really that bad? Is it really my problem? Is the situation really irreparable? Is it that important? Is it worth upsetting other people? You know, we shift faster. We find more joy when we can choose humor. Some people have a funny rhyme that they say that reminds them to be silly. Some people have bubbles, like to blow bubbles that reminds them of their childhood. Coloring books, great way to smile. Whatever it is you like to do that brings smiles into your life, add more of those. What else can laughter do? Well, laughter can keep you physically healthy, can improve your relationships, can release your defensiveness, enhances teamwork, attracts people to us because we want to be with people who are happy and energized, helps reduce conflict and diffuse conflict. Mental benefits, you've already talked about, the brain benefits. Physical health, you said boosts your immunity, lowers your stress hormones, which are causing a lot of wear and tear on our bodies, can decrease pain, can relax tight muscles, and it can even prevent heart disease. Woohoo! Kind of like that. There's a whole complex of illnesses now referred to as Syndrome X. And the research says that over 80% of our health problems are caused by stress. That's what Syndrome X is, stress-caused dis-ease in the body. What's one of the ways that we can roll back the stress? Laugh. And with YouTube, you know, when I, in my seminar, be the zebra. I encourage people to choose their stress. And one of the ways to shift from stress quickly is laugh. Find something funny on YouTube. I like Who's on First with Laurel and Hardy. That's one of my favorites. Makes me laugh every time. So where do you go to get laughter? Sometimes it's just deciding to laugh because you can. And, okay, if you think it's silly, as you're listening to this, and if it's an appropriate place, you know, in the middle of a board meeting, hopefully you're not listening to this, but maybe in your workplace it might not be appropriate because of the location of all the people to have that belly laugh. But just really uproaring ha-ha-ha from deep down. And, again, if you're unable to do it, find laughing somewhere that you can hear. Or think of that memory that makes you laugh out loud. We do 30 seconds of laughing together, and people, even people who are silly, you hear somebody snort, and then you hear all different kinds of laughter, and the whole room is roaring in laughter. Changes the feeling in the room, changes the feeling of the people in the room for that period of time. Be playful. Find humor and laughter. Put an appointment on your calendar where you need to laugh at least 5 times a day. Find a cartoon that you like to read. I keep a smile file of positive things either that make me laugh or that make me smile. Thank you notes from clients that I've worked with where I've made a difference or what they've learned from me has made an impact. Those make me smile. It shifts my state. So laughter, absolutely great for the brain and body. Boosts your brain performance and helps you be more creative and learn more effectively. So in the week ahead, the challenge is, how will you put laughter into your life every single day? And I've had some people say, I don't remember the last time I laughed. Well, find a funny DVD, find a YouTube clip, find something. Because right now, here's the commitment. At least once a day to start, make an appointment to laugh. And if that's in the morning before you go to work, if it's at home before you go to bed, find the time. Although probably the time you most need it is at work. Add a sense of fun to what you do. And you'll notice an increase in your ability to solve problems, be creative, and most importantly, feel better and enjoy your life even more. We're gearing up for a powerful summer lineup of guests, so I hope that you'll be with me here at Spark. Again, I appreciate the investment of your time, and I invite you to explore our almost, in October will be 4 years of segments here at Spark, designed to help you to have the strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge to create the spark to ignite a positive change in your life. It's my pleasure to spend the time with you, and I thank you very much for being here. And so I've shared a couple funny stories about myself tonight. That's probably enough. So take a moment in this last minute that we have and laugh. Just laugh. Just decide it's funny already and laugh and enjoy yourself truly. What is something that's funny that's happened in your life? What is something that you've seen that's happened in your life? And enjoy it because, oh my gosh, life is short in perspective. And when we bring joy and laughter, not only do we feel better, but the people around us feel better as well. So in the week ahead, may you enjoy amazing amounts of laughter to boost your brain, your health, and your life. Until next time, stay safe and keep laughing.
Thank you for listening to Spark Radio with Miss Melanie. Please share this show link with those you believe would enjoy and benefit from listening. We invite you to join us for upcoming shows with special guests and more sparks. May a spark you heard ignite a positive change in your life. Good day.